Representative Jackie Walorski was killed in a car accident yesterday at the age of 58. Her, with some of her staffers, working in Elkhart, Zachary Potts, Emma Thompson, were killed when a car coming the other way jumped into their lane, hitting them head on. Tony Katz, great to be with you today. Congressman Jim Banks joins us right now from the Indiana 3rd District. He heads up the Republican Study Committee. He services the Fort Wayne area, the district just south of the late Representative Walorski's district. Congressman, this is somebody who I've had repeatedly on the show, but somebody you worked with day in and day out and very often on the same issues that affected Northeast Indiana. Talk to me about where you were when you heard the news and your thoughts on the representative.
Well, Tony, I'm still just sick about it. I woke up this morning and had hoped it was a bad dream, and realizing today that it's indeed true that we lost a great friend and colleague, Jackie Walorski from Indiana. I've served in Congress for 6 years. She served a couple of terms longer, but then I've known her since her time in the Indiana State House, where she was as much of a giant there on conservative issues as she's been in Washington. I can just tell you most people know her as Jackie Walorski, the congressman. Getting to know her as Jackie Walorski, the person, she was just the rare great person that you could look up to in Congress. Kevin McCarthy named her the ranking member of the Ethics Committee. She would have been the chairwoman of the Ethics Committee next term, which is evidence of her integrity, that she is someone who is highly credible and respected in the body. What a big loss for our nation, for Congress, for Indiana. I'll dearly miss her.
There is, you know, the idea of what it takes to fight in Congress and how one would fight in Congress. If I'm on her site, walorski.house.gov, just in the past 2 weeks, it was conversation about the issue with gun bans and how they endanger Americans' rights. Conversations about Joe Biden, his responsibility for the recession, about streamlining care for seniors, about the issues with paying off student loans. Conversations about abortion and those who are anti-life, as it was written here, and conversations about equipping the U.S. military to confront the 21st century threats. Social issues or political issues, Representative Walorski did not seem to shy away. Was she somebody who wanted the fight or somebody who was willing to fight?
Well, she was always in the middle of the fight. And whether it was standing up for the unborn, I mean, she will always have a reputation for so many as being one of the leading advocates for unborn babies and the pro-life cause. She also served on the, some would say, the most powerful committee in Congress, the House Ways and Means Committee, where she was rising up as one of the top leaders in the top rung of that committee, fighting for economic policies that help people and working men and women in our state and throughout the country. So, but to your point, Tony, she was always in the middle of the fight. So many times I had to follow her in a speaking order, and I always hated it because she was so. She was so passionate. I mean, when you're around her, I mean, she is larger than life. And to follow her in a speaking order was always something that I hated to do because she always brought the fire. And that's what I admired about her, and so many will miss about her. Just last week, Tony, she had COVID, so she was at home in her district recovering from COVID, and I had the privilege of proxy voting for her, which is in those cases a legitimate purpose of the proxy voting system. And actually, I haven't told too many people this. I actually messed up one of her votes, and it was on something fairly important. And I had to call her and apologize. And the grace that she had for me messing up on something like that for her is something just on a personal level, on a personal note, embodies the type of character that she had. She was a very, very, she had so much passion. She fought so hard, but she had so much grace for people. And I think that was a big part of her faith as a Christian, as a believer. I mean, her faith is something that she always lived out on the floor of Congress in her district around others. That's an important attribute. I hope so many will never forget about her as well.
Talking to Congressman Jim Banks of the Indiana 3rd District, chairman of the Republican Study Committee, about the late Representative Jackie Walorski, which I'm with you, sir. That is a weird thing to say. I certainly did not know her as well as you, but she appeared on this show multiple times. Talk to me about what happens now in Congress. Certainly this does not change the makeup in terms of control of Congress, but anytime a member should pass, a member should resign, whatever the case may be, things do indeed change, and there's an election coming up. I mean, there's just a lot of, oh my gosh, what comes of this? Mourning the woman first and foremost, but has there been a conversation, or maybe the better question is, when will there be a conversation amongst the Republican caucus about what comes next in the 2nd District and for Congress as a whole?
Yeah, I think, you know, everyone's still processing such a devastating and tragic event and loss yesterday. But in the days to come, you know, we'll learn more about that process. There will be a caucus in the 2nd District of the Republican precinct committeemen who will gather, and they will make, this is where it gets complicated. They will make a decision to replace Jackie for the rest of her term, and then they will have another caucus to replace her name on the ballot in the November election. And what's complicated about that, Tony, is that those are two different districts, the current district and then the new districts, so which are not substantially different, but they are different. So I imagine in the next few days, the Indiana State Republican Party will release news about how they intend to handle that caucus process, and then we'll start hearing more about some of the names in the district that might emerge to seek to replace Jackie. But I think at the moment, so many of us are grappling with, as you said, grasping the loss of Jackie, and recognizing that her shoes indeed will be very difficult to fill.
Before I let you go, Congressman, talking to Congressman Jim Banks of the Indiana 3rd District, I wanted to get your thoughts, changing subjects just a bit. I should say just a bit, a tremendous amount, because I'm moving you from the late Representative Walorski to the current speaker, Nancy Pelosi. She has left Taiwan. She is now in South Korea. I am somebody who, while not a fan of the speaker, had no issue with the trip to Taiwan, and I actually found it to be important. And even though we wake up today to seeing more exercises from the Chinese in the Taiwan Straits, your take on the speaker and this delegation going to Taiwan, the right move or the wrong move?
I totally agree with you. I'm glad she went to Taiwan to show support for their sovereignty, for the people of Taiwan. We should never back down to bullies like the Chinese Communist Party, the Chairman Xi and others who are saber rattling in that region and trying to deter our leaders from going to a place where many American leaders have gone before to show that type of support. The bigger problem that I have here, Tony, is that the President of the United States tried to deter the Speaker from going there in the first place, projecting that type of weakness from the very top levels of our government is something to me that's unforgivable. And when he tried to intimidate the speaker from going, I mean, I think that raises the larger questions about our the commander in chief and the type of weakness that we project on a global basis, almost on a daily basis at this point in America.
Congressman Jim Banks of the Indiana 3rd District, I appreciate you taking the time to be with us and sharing your thoughts about the late Representative Walorski. We will talk again very soon, sir.
Thank you. Have a good day.